I beseech thee, Lord, remember, I pray thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and in a perfect heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is First Thursday when we say prayers for our priests who have sacrificed their lives to the service of God and the Catholic Church so that they can say the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Now when the Lent has started, we have a proper and different Mass for each day of the week. And today the epistle tells us about King Ezechias. In this story we learn that if you suffer illness or trouble in your life, you can through God's grace turn it to good. This Mass was composed by a pope named Gregory II, and he chose this epistle for this Mass because he was given a hard time at that moment from the barbarians who were threatened to come and conquer Rome. King Ezechias lived many hundreds of years before Jesus, and he ruled the kingdom of Judah. After King Solomon had died, the quarreling tribes in the north separated from the kings who ruled in Jerusalem, where the temple was. The northern kingdom was called Israel, and the kingdom of Jerusalem was called Judah. But things were really bad in both of these kingdoms. Both peoples and almost all their kings, they were idolaters. That means that they did not worship the true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God who had made heaven and earth. Instead, they worshipped creations, the work of their own hands. And as we have learned from our religion class, idolatry is a terrible sin, a mortal sin, of which you have to repent if you wish to save your soul. Ezechias was one of the few good kings of Judah. The Bible calls him good and righteous king, and he also appears in the genealogy of Jesus. Ezechias had to see the northern kingdom destroyed by the big nation called the Assyrians, and he also ruled when Jerusalem too was sieged by the Assyrians. Ezechias was a great king because he took all the measures he could to destroy and root out idolatry. He even destroyed the brazen serpent which Moses had made because his subjects had started to worship the snake image as an idol. Ezechias allowed only the worship of true God in his kingdom. When Assyria declared war on Judah, the king of Assyria sent his messengers to lure the soldiers to betray God and their king. Ezechias then rent his garments and put sackcloth on him and went to the temple and prayed. And God saved him and his kingdom because the king of Assyria was killed and failed to conquer the country. So all seemed to be well with Ezechias and his kingdom now. But then he was struck with a bad disease. And then the prophet Isaiah came in the name of God to warn the king to put his affairs in order, for he was about to die. And then, in the face of death, Ezechias went to pray at the wall of the temple and prayed, saying, I beseech thee, Lord, remember, I pray thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and in a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thine eyes. And as the scriptures also tell us, he shed tears. Imagine that, a grown man, a mighty king, and facing the wall of the temple and crying from his heart. But God heard the good king's prayer, and Isaiah came to visit Ezechias to announce to him that he would get well and that he will live yet another 15 years. And it was during these extra 15 years which king received from God when the wife of Ezechias gave birth a son who later became King Manasseh. Children, it was after Ezekias had gained a great victory over the Assyrians when God sent him a deadly sickness. But this sickness was sent to keep the king in the fear of God. God did this so that Ezekias would not be too joyful over his own victory and would not forget his duties. And the king answered with a prayer, promising and pledging his full confidence to all the plans of God. And when God had seen that the king was humble, he was crying and promised to do well also for, with the rest of his life. He sent then Isaiah to proclaim that the king would get well. And even more, God granted him a son who would become the new king after his death. This story teaches us that if God sends you difficulties, sickness, or heartache, take that with the spirit of humility. During this Lent, we will hear how Our Lady has so often appeared as a warning to people and to people who think very little about the salvation of their own soul and much more about the things of this world. That sickness which the king received, it was also a warning that even though king had started his life well, he also has to end his life well. You children also should know and trust that God knows and sees things always much better than you do, because you see things in time, while God sees things in eternity. Also, as Ezekias was consoled and helped by prophet Isaiah, you children are consoled and helped by your priests. The priests are sent to you by God so that you could be nourished with the Holy Eucharist and that they could absolve you from your sins. So children, pray for your priests and think about your sins and think how good God has been in forgiving your sins and sending you your priests to give you sacraments and help you to live a good and God-fearing life. And during this Lent, make a resolution to offer all your work and all your joys and sorrows to God, and you can be assured that God will hear your prayers and he will grant you eternal rest and eternal joy in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.